What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tarek, man. Thanks for joining me today. Oh, my God. Am I grateful to be here?
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here as well. This is the most fun that I get to have every single week.
I know. It is, truly. So, Tarek, being that we're so grateful, let's talk about being grateful. Because I think that I've tried at not being grateful, and it doesn't work.
I like how you put that. It's like, yeah, you can do either way. Be positive or be negative. Yeah, tell me which one's more fun. So, guys, I don't know if you know how we do this. I think I've mentioned podcasts before. A lot of times, Tim and I will start talking about something. Go, nope, stop. Just hit record. And this is one of those things that unveils. And I was sharing with Tim about the little Derek in his head, the little Timmy running around without a leash. And what I'm sharing is when I wake up in the morning, and for years now, I've been expressing gratitude. I learned it from someone else. Actually, the gentleman, I don't recall his name, but he wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I know you guys know who that is. He talked about one of the number one things that you can do to just have a better life in general, to be successful, to be happy, is gratitude. And I go down the rabbit hole, and what does that gratitude, how do you use it? What do you do? And I started expressing in the morning when I wake up, because that's what he suggested. Because what happens is a lot of times when we wake up in the morning, we just go to the past. And we can think about the past so clearly. Like you can pinpoint a time, whether it's good or bad, and you can pinpoint that time with color and vibrance and sound. Like you can recall it, but it's not always good. And we may have a situation going on in our personal life or our work life. And as soon as we open our eyes, we kind of wake up, we acknowledge the room, and then we go right to that negative space. So I chose several years ago to force myself to go to gratitude. Simple, right? It's thankful for my family, thankful for my dog, thankful for my team. And then I got to go, okay, wait, let me go back and let me get a little more detailed. Thankful for Tim. And why am I thankful for Tim? And we do a podcast together. And every time I meet him, it's just, he's always very, very open. It makes me feel nice. So I get detailed on things. And this actually carries me longer. And then here's where it dawned on me. I had this epiphany, if you will. I woke up and it's like, why have I been letting Derek unleashed in his mind every single morning and just going wherever? That's not good, Tim. It's not good. He's just running loose up there in my head. And I needed to stop that. And I needed to put a leash on it. And I needed to focus. And I know this gets a little bit heady, but if you really, really take the time in the morning to just go, I need to be intentional and I need to be prepared. And when I say prepared, actually, before I get into prepared, I want to hear how you feel about that, Tim. How are you expressing gratitude?
Yeah. Before I lead into this, I want to say, and I know people listen to this thing and they're saying like, yeah, I really need to do this, or hey, I should have done this years ago, and kind of beat themselves up. And I got to say, it's not your fault. It's not your fault you don't practice gratitude. It's not your fault, because maybe nobody ever said, hey, this is how you do it. So let's talk about that. Like you asked me that question, I'll answer that. Yeah. So Derek, I've not practiced gratitude more than I have, because nobody ever told me to.
Sure.
So what that looks like is, like you said, getting out of bed, putting the TV on, grabbing my cell phone, reading my email, all the garbage and stuff that's not going to set my tone for the day. It's like not tying your shoes before you go for a run. You're headed down the wrong road. So me practicing, you know, you're laughing, right? That's simply what it is. It's like you're gonna trip and fall, but you're still doing it anyway. So gratitude for me is like laying in bed before I even get out of bed, being thankful. Wow, I'm so blessed. I have heat and I have air conditioning. I have my wife here. I have a warm bed. I have this, and I'm thankful that I have positive people around me. And I like it, you can go back and you say how wonderful it is that, you know, today we're going to be recording. I'm going to be with Derek and I get to be around positive people, or I'm getting on a plane, or I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything that I possibly have. And I'll name like four or five things and kind of get my mind geared towards gratitude, being grateful for something, or being grateful for a situation or a feeling. And what this is doing, it's tying my shoes before for a walk. It's letting my mind know this is how we're starting the race of the day. Because if I let it think what it wants, it's going to go back to, like you said, little Derek or little Timmy, to the bad ways of how much my life sucks and
not
need tires for my truck and I need all these things and to-do lists. And that's not feeding your mind with what it needs to start the day. And we talk about nutrition. Mm-hmm. We're feeding our bodies. Well, we're telling you right now, this is how you do gratitude. Start the day off by being thankful for what you have. And it could be the people around you, it could be your surroundings, It could be that, you know, I mean, I'm in a healthy state and I can walk because, I mean, we see people who cannot physically do the things we do. Why wouldn't we not be grateful for that?
Mm-hmm. And tying this into the sales, because this is a sales podcast, why did I bring up gratitude? Because I think it'd be about being intentional and being grateful that I have a job to go to, that I have a customer that I'm going to speak with. And why am I grateful for that customer? And then I start envisioning, because that's the thing. That was the epiphany, is I'm just letting my thoughts go without direction. There's no leader there. And I needed to decide that I need to lead my thoughts. I need to control my thoughts in a positive way. So once I go through my gratitude list, and then I go to the day of preparing my day. So it's priming my mind and going, okay, I'm going to go to the job site. I'm very grateful that I'm going to meet with my team. And then I'm going to see my team doing this. And then I start creating that vision. And this is where it gets to the heady part. I really want to see clearly, in a positive way, getting paid from the customer, getting the accolades from the customer, getting the accolades about my team from the customer. And I know this sounds like a lot of work, but it takes minutes to do. And then I try to envision it. If I can see it so clear, and I can really, really believe in it, I know that it's going to happen, because it happens all the time, all the time. And then if you want to supercharge this, this is where you write it down.
Yeah, you read my mind, dude. Just totally. Writing it down is just the next level. And to me, when I write something down, and I think of it this way, you're crystallizing it in time. Mm-hmm. You can't undo. You can't erase it. It's there. It's there. And you served it to the universe. And now it has to happen.
And then you read it. You read it before you go to bed. You read it before you wake up. And then now we're going to take another step. You're going to read it out loud before you go to bed and before you wake up. And then we're going to go really crazy. Then you're going to get someone that's in agreement with you, maybe like your wife, your significant other. And then you guys are going to write things down that you're both grateful for. So now it's a team effort. And then you're both going to write it down. And then you're both going to read it out loud. And man, does that put that stuff out in the universe? And you can have whatever you want. It's just about being intentional in that way. And I've listened to all the Wayne Dyers, the Bob Proctors, and there's so many others out there. And it just never really clicked to me to just not too long ago, where it's like, wow, you're literally just speaking it out loud. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's bullshit. You can't do that. You can't. It's like, well, you're doing it anyway. Like, you're really doing it anyway. Anything that you write down, good or bad, anything that you say, good or bad, is drawing that towards you. It's just how the world works. You can call it meditation. You can call it prayer. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it the universe. You can call it Allah. You can call it God. You can call it whatever it is. You're speaking to something, and it's listening.
Fighters, for a limited time, we've made two of our most impactful courses into one game-changing bundle: Shinfu Sales Training and Foundations. Shinfu Sales Training equips home improvement contractors with a proven 5-step process, expert-led video instruction, and invaluable tools to confidently help you navigate your sales, eliminate the time-wasting unqualified prospects, and secure ideal clients for sustained business success. Then you get Foundations. This is the heavy artillery. This is the big guns here. The foundational business training course that every contractor needs to be more successful. So listen, this is two power-packed programs for one great price of only $499 for you right now. Unleash your potential to grow. You're 3 feet from gold. You're not far from the success that you want. So go crush the competition at thecontractorfight.com/turkey. It's time to take charge and dominate.
Hey, Derek, you know why you should practice this?
Do tell.
Yeah, a few reasons. One, you say, you know, you want the accolades. Yeah, it's kind of self-serving in a way, mm-hmm. but let me tell you the truth of it is if I'm getting on the phone with a client or a prospect or my wife, don't they deserve to have the best you?
100%. 100%. That's the goal.
Yeah, I think if you're showing up better, it makes their life better. And I know we've all been around people who are like the bad luck schlep rocks. Woezy, woezy, woezy me. And it's a miserable like Eeyore, right? Oh, no, right? Yeah. It's like, you don't want to be around people like that. You want to be around people that are uplifting, people that are positive, people that think positive, people that support you and make you feel good. Well, be that person, right? And how are you going to be that person? It's the basic steps that my parents didn't teach me because they didn't know. They didn't know. They were muddling through life, waiting for that moment where they're going to hit the lottery or whatever it was. It's like waiting for that, waiting to be happy.
Waiting to be happy instead of being happy now.
Yeah,
it takes a long time to get there. And really, so now as I go through this, I have timers on my phone, and it's four times a day. I don't set an alarm clock, so I digress. I have three timers. I haven't set an alarm clock, and I don't know when. Well, probably the last time I went on vacation. Like, go figure. Got to wake up for vacation. But I just wake up. When I go to bed at night, I set a time in my head that I need to wake up, and that's when I wake up. It's just a belief thing. And then my grandmother taught me that. She said, if you want to practice belief and really believe in something, just believe that you need to wake up at a certain time, and you're going to have to do that because you're going to be late for work, you're going to be late for an appointment. So you really have to believe in it. Mm-hmm. And I've done this for years, and it's just, I can just, if it's 5:46, I'll wake up at 5:46. It's the craziest thing, because what am I doing? I'm telling my brain just up there going, okay, cool, I'll do this. And one thing before I get too deep in this, my grandmother, extremely spiritual. I mean, we would joke and say, if anybody had a direct line to God on the phone, it was Gangi. She could just pick up that phone and she was right there. Yep. Wonderful lady. And I didn't realize what she was doing, but it was gratitude. She would literally go through a list in her head, and she would fall asleep, and she might end up on Tim, but she would wake back up and she'd pick up where she left off on her list of just praying for people around her, which she was just expressing gratitude. And I didn't realize that until now. And it's like, wow. And she's a lady, she knew no stranger. Everybody wanted to be around her because she just made everybody feel important. So talking about showing up 100%, she always showed up 100%.
Mm. And you may ask yourself, Derek, who are the people who do this? I mean, you and I are on a hike, right?
Yeah.
We're on a hike at Steve Schoenholz's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 2x2. We're on a truth hike. We're speaking with people. And the conversation came up, and I asked the person I was walking with, what do you think rich people think of when they wake up in the morning?
Mm, I remember this, yeah.
Right. And, you're probably thinking, and the person said, and whoever's, I know you're listening, said, they're probably thinking about how much money they're going to spend on having fun. I was like, okay, so who's standing in front of me? Derek Johnson and Andrew Lingen.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I says, hey, guys, I'm going to ask you, because, I mean, this is like, you guys never saw the question coming. What is the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning? And it's like, and this guy's thinking that you're going to say, oh, man, I'm going to go freaking buy a jet ski, or I'm going to go swimming, or I'm going to have fun, or I'm going to not wake up in the morning. I wake up at noon, the crack of noon. It's right. It's like the answer was.
I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful. And I just go through my gratitude list.
And the thing was, it was both you and Andrew said the same thing pretty much at the same time. And it's like, whether that person I was walking with really knew it wasn't a staged question, it was just a genuine answer. It's just like on the spot. Hey, guys, when you wake up in the morning, what do you think about this morning? It's like, I was practicing my gratitude. It's like,
And I didn't know that Andrew did that. Andrew and I had not talked about that, didn't have a clue. And he had a little different spin, but the same result. Process. My process was a little different than his process. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised at all. Because why? Because Andrew has been going down the same path that you and I have been going down for years. So he's either reading or read the same books we've read. He's getting around the same people. And even though he's distanced from where we're at, but it's still the same. Like, Andrew's one of those people that you can pop in, set yourself in, and it's just, that's someone you want to be around and someone you want to hang out with, because he's a positive person, and he's one of the five you want to hang out with.
Yeah, that's true, man. You become the sixth. But hey, look, Derek, without this, you and I wouldn't be where we are in life, not just business, not money, just in life. I guess, just with relationships with each other. I can't imagine not being grateful and practicing gratitude.
It's a muscle memory now. It just like cold showers. It's like you just have to do it.
No, dude, I thought about that yesterday. I'm not there yet. You can have mine.
These are awesome. This is how silly this is. The boys took a shower last night, and I take my showers in the morning. Sometimes I'll get them showers in the evening. They don't want to take a cold shower. Like, it's not in their register. They could, they'd have fun with it, because they're 3 and 6, whatever. And, or I'd get the Child Protective Services called on me. But this morning, I got up. It was like, okay, brush my teeth, do my normal ritual, do my gratitude, brush my teeth, get in the shower. And I cut it on, and I got right in there. Well, they had it on, not hot, but they had it on, warm-ish. And it was cold at first because, you know, you got to let the shower warm up if you're going that route. And I was literally in there, got right in the cold, and I'm going through my breath because it's like intense. And it, man, it started getting warm and I was so upset. It was like, no, I can't have warm water.
Yeah.
And I lapped it down to go back to cold and then it has to come back. It's like, okay, all right, you're right. You're okay. And then the cold came back on. It's like, I don't think this is the right way to do this at all. So now I'm going to have to make sure I turn that knob before I get in there because it was definitely more shocking than just jumping into a brisk cold shower.
Totally punishing yourself, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look, these, you know, Derek, these are the habits that winners practice. And I hope somebody that's hearing this is saying, well, you know, I want to have a lot of money in the bank. I want to have a happy marriage. I want to have good friends. I want to have people around me. I want to build a company. I want to build a culture. It's like, you want all these things. That's great. Let's start with the basics. Let's tie your shoes. Let's practice a little gratitude. And you know what? And it may not be immediate. You may not see the changes in a week. You may not see them in a month, but you're going to see them. Just hang in there. Practice your gratitude. Be thankful for things. We're not just talking about this thing because it's fun. We're talking about this is how life actually works. There was no handbook given to me when I was born. My parents didn't give me that. We're figuring this stuff out as we go. And you know, we can teach you all the sales techniques and the word tracks and all these cool things that we do. Start with the basics. Take care of yourself. Be grateful for things. And you're going to see the life change. And come back and, you know, DM us and say, hey, dude, yeah, you were spot on, man. This is what happened in my life. We'd love to hear from you. Don't keep it a secret.
It will. You don't even know what you're doing, but it'll start shifting. It'll start making a difference. It's just like anything else. If you listen to Tim and I and you feel like you're behind and you should have started sooner on something, maybe you've been falling for a couple, 3 years, maybe you've been battleground for a couple, 3 years, and you're going, I wish I would have done that sooner. Well, this is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Your future self will thank you if you start today. So wake up and be grateful.
Awesome. I'm grateful for you, Tim. Thank you.
Dude, brother. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
See y'all.